for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
How are you, Zach?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Dude, your hair does look good.
My man, thank you. Yeah, it's headphones, I guess, right now.
No, what do you put in? I need to know. What do you put in there?
Dude, it's just sleep, man. You gotta just sleep on it right, you know?
There is no way you woke up this morning and your hair looks that bad / good.
Yeah, honestly, it's just like the messier it gets, the more it seems people actually talk about it.
I want you to come in with that hair tomorrow.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the show tomorrow. I'm not doing my hair, not do anything. I'm going to wake up and we're going to compare it to what he looks
okay.
like.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
This is like a perfect example of God just giving one person too many good things.
Oh my God.
I mean, you can act, you can sing, you get up in the morning and you can look like that. I hate you. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So, have you screened your own movie yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to do that very soon. I actually haven't seen the movie in its finished form. So, a couple people have here, and they've been talking about it and telling me pretty good things, and that's really exciting.
The movie is Charlie St. Cloud, and it opens on July 30th?
Yes, July 30th, Charlie St. Cloud.
Now, a lot of actors and actresses I know, they don't ever want to see their own work.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you haven't seen it yet, or are you just too busy, or do you get sort of insecure watching yourself on screen?
You know, it's a mixture. You know, one day I might wake up and feel like I want to see it. In the past, when I've succumbed to that, it's never a good thing, because I go and see it, and the first time is always the hardest, because you just see all the sort of bad acting that you do, or you see sort of just weird things that nobody else would notice, but you knew from the day of filming, you know, you knew that like right off camera that your director's waving at you, you know, wrong line,
right.
That kind of stuff. You see all the mistakes, you know, everyone else sees what's good. You inherently see all the mistakes, at least I do.
Right.
And most self-critical actors would, you know, I think. But I'm looking forward to seeing this one, honestly. It's going to be different, and I think it's a real special story. I think it's going to be real emotional. So
I fought back to tears a couple of times. I was sitting next to an acquaintance, and she's a woman, and her husband was there.
All right.
If she was just there by herself, I might have let a tear go down. But because the husband was there, I fought it back.
But he was just thinking the same thing.
Probably.
He said, if Burr wasn't here, I wouldn't let myself go.
Zac Efron in studio this morning with the Burr Show.
So for this role, you're already up for a Teen Choice Award for this year.
Know
about this?
No. Wow, shoot. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, you just were nominated for a Teen Choice Award.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right.
I'm curious what your favorite award show has been so far, like the coolest one to go to.
They're all cool for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think you meet cool people at each different one, and that's usually what I focus on is like, you know, I do one red carpet. I think it was actually maybe Teen Choice Awards. Met Will Smith one year, and like that was just, I'll never forget it. You know, yeah, unforgettable experiences. As far as the shows go themselves, I don't know if you can compete with the Academy Awards. It's just, it's insane, you know, such great production value, and it's amazing. You feel like you're a part of a legacy, you know, so that was pretty amazing. MTV Movie Awards are real solid, really fun.
Yeah, that seems like the biggest party of them all.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The Academy Awards is like when you're going to visit like your really rich uncle and you're not really sure what fork you're supposed to use first.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Like the MTV Awards are like your uncle that lives out in the trailer.
Yeah, the plastic.
You can sort of do whatever you want.
And he's got all his cool friends.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than Will Smith, have you ever been super starstruck at one of those things, like unable to speak because the star power of somebody you always looked up to?
Yeah, I think nearly everyone. I'm just getting better at hiding it, you know. but I think every award show, it happens multiple times.
Yeah.
Get all geeked out.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Tripping sometimes. Actors, it happens a lot, yes. But now that I watch so many movies and I'm pretty well educated on actors, you know, I see some of my heroes out there. It's
like, which actors do you watch now to say, okay, that's the dude right there that can teach me a lot just by watching his movies?
You know, a lot of contemporary actors. I think... Josh Brolin, you know, I just saw him at the Academy Awards. That was pretty awesome. I met Jim Carrey, you know, a couple weeks ago.
That's cool.
And that was just unreal. You know, I just on what he, you know, what his movies did for me when I was a kid. You know, growing up and watching those films, just incessantly back to back. You like when I used to watch movies twice in one day. You know? I was watching Ace Ventura twice. I'm like talking out of my butt into my t-shirt.
This guy is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's just that kind of stuff. It's awesome, man. You meet your heroes. You know, they taught me funny. You know, he did at least.
Right. So you're 22 years old. You're living out in LA, and obviously you're Zac Efron, and it sure seems like each and every week we are, you know, seeing different celebrities sort of stumbling in and stumbling out of clubs and getting their drink on.
Yeah.
You seem to avoid all of that. Do you not drink at all, or are you just smarter than most your age in Hollywood?
I think I'm just smarter.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I definitely am having fun. I'm living in LA. I'm 22, and I'm definitely, you know, living it up. But there's a way to do it. You safely, privately, and I just think a lot less often than some of these people do.
If I lived in LA, I would only go out with Mel Gibson or Lindsay Lohan.
And you know, the attention would be on them.
No attention on me whatsoever. Just hang out. Hey, did you guys see Mel Gibson over there? He looks mad.
Do you have to like call like clubs in advance, and is there a secret celebrity door that you will go in that other celebrities that want to be taken pictures of don't go in, or how does that work?
You know, I rarely go to clubs, you know, first of all, but if I am going, I'll try and I go that extra mile to just, you know, if it's just sneak in the back, whatever it is, you know, it's hard to even go to dinner in LA. So I spend a lot of time in, you know, a lot of time in, or go drive outside the cities to where I know I can be left alone and stuff like that. But there's just, I don't know, there's kind of a ninja thing to it. You gotta keep your head down, you know? It's because it's real easy. I got to be honest, it happens. Yeah, like the stuff that you see, you get caught off guard, you know? Sometimes when you're promised that there won't be anybody, there just is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it. So that's what happens to a lot of people. It's not that they're attention seeking. They don't, you know, a lot of people don't ask for it. It's just they're caught by surprise. It happens to me every day, you know, on a daily basis. You didn't see the dude in a ghillie suit in the bushes. You know, they're just there. They're just there.
What's a ghillie suit?
It's like a camouflage predator suit.
Oh. They're serious
about
that.
It's weird that I know that. I'm so sorry. Actually, I feel like you guys should know that.
We were talking earlier this morning. This is going to get a little deep for just a couple of seconds here. But, you know, we've been talking about Lindsay Lohan so much the last couple of days. And there's part of me, like yesterday or today, Jen was telling us about this lawyer that kind of went to go meet with Lindsay Lohan and really was very sympathetic because Lindsay seems to be like a little child that really doesn't quite understand everything that's going on around her right now and how serious this is.
Or the adult consequences that she's about to face.
And my debate with these guys this morning is that the system for celebrities, young child celebrities, is set up in such a way that y'all, because you've been acting since you were like 10 years old, it's sort of set up to where you're sheltered from real life. And then as you grow into adulthood, the rules apply to you, but you've been living in this world where you haven't had to sort of succumb to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of an unfair setup for Hollywood child stars?
You know, it's really hard for me to comment. Sort of in the limelight, as a lot of these young actors are, until I was 18 or really around 19 or 20 is where I sort of took off. And I know that I wake up every day and cherish the fact that I was raised in a completely normal, you know, middle class lifestyle up until, you know, it all kind of went crazy. Because those are the values and the life lessons that I learned are the ones that keep me grounded today. So I can't speak on behalf of all those other kids, you know, that didn't have the advantage growing up. But I will say that it is, once you get in that limelight, there's a lot of things that are taken care of for you that you don't necessarily have to do. I'm not speaking directly about Lindsay, please don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
I won't, but when we send it to the tabloids, they will.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know,
don't worry.
You know, feel bad for them. You know, it's tough. It's really tough. So I don't know.
So if you're 5-year-old, you know, when you and Vanessa have kids in a couple of years, comes to you and says that, you know, like they want to be in commercials and stuff like that, will you be more reluctant to sort of introduce them to that world that early?
Hypothetically speaking, I don't know. I think there's going to be bigger problems. Let me think. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd probably, I know I'd raise my kids the way my parents raised me, first and foremost. But yeah, there's got to be room for variation in there. I don't know what, I'm not sure at this point what I'd allow and what I wouldn't. Or I'm not sure where my heart is on that yet. Dude, the idea of even thinking about having kids right now, I can't, yeah. can't even get there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's totally
just, you just jumped too far.
Zac Efron hanging out with the Burt Show.
Obviously, from all of your high school musical fame through the years or whatever, I'm just curious if you appreciate and watch shows like Glee, or if you feel like they're just sort of like spinning off of the you know, the concept that you guys made so famous.
No, we. You know, we don't. I wouldn't say that at all. I think it's awesome to see. You know, there's something about that form of entertainment. You mm-hmm. know, it's a lot like High School Musical, but being a part of those shows, the energy and the fun and that, you know, that level of creativity is, you know, really hard to find, and it's not done that often. It was sort of, you know, forgotten about for a while. So extremely excited about shows like Glee and stuff like that coming back. It's really exciting, kids, to get out there and, you know, not be afraid to jump on stage, which is really where the magic happened for me. Doesn't happen on film, you know. It's all from stage.
I'm curious if you, I mean, I can't be the only guy in the world not to ask you about you and Vanessa.
Right.
Did you guys have like a powwow behind the scenes and go, okay, look, this is how we're going to handle our relationship in the public life? Because you guys seem to handle it so well.
We don't really powwow. We kind of just know, you know. I can kind of just look at her and we nod and we understand exactly what's happening. You know, it's really just sort of keeping it as quiet as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not something you really want to be known for. It's not something that anybody else wants to know. It's kind of force fed, you know, a lot of people's relationship stuff. So, we know who we are and what we do, and we only need to know. So we kind of just keep it to ourselves.
I don't know if this is coming through on the radio, but I think Bert is falling in love with Zac Efron.
I do like your hair. I'm not going to lie about that. I do love your hair.
Yeah, I'm going to lie. You got some good hair, too. You guys can't see over radio. You definitely got hair for TV, dude.
I'm seriously going to try to copy that tomorrow. Yeah.
You have a bromance going on in here.
So, Zach, when you and Bert adopt kids in 5 years, how are you going to raise them?
Yeah, I'm already pushing Vanessa out. Well, the movie is really good. I saw it last night. I did feel like a little bit of a creeper in the screening by myself. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
It's probably not a movie I'd ask a whole bunch of my guy friends to go to, but my wife is going to love it.
Okay.
And it's good, man. And, dude, the tears. When I'm watching you cry in the movie,
cool.
Do you take yourself to somewhere else to make you cry like that, or do you just assume, like, the character's role and just start? Because you turned it on like you just got maced.
You know, I had a lot to go off with this role. Yeah, there's so many ways I could relate to Charlie, just about in every way, especially the little brother relationship, which is where the meat of that, you know, the emotional scenes happen. And I was really able to sort of just picture my brother in these scenarios. I don't know what it is. Anything with family in that for me is an immediate emotional sort of trigger. So the whole movie, I was able to get into character pretty well. And I don't know what else to say.
It's solid. It's really solid.
He's just, it's like the kid thing threw me off. I can't even talk.
And if I knew how to cry on like point like that, I would use that to my advantage in every relationship. So you need to use that at some point in your relationship.
Yeah, I'm about to start crying now.
I think that I was probably expecting, you know, my kids have watched High School Musical and I've seen it so many times,
yeah,
that to see you reach like that far down as an actor it's kind of shocking to me.
Cool,
to see,
man.
It was good, dude.
Good.
It's real good.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, the movie comes out on July 30th. It is Charlie St. Cloud. Zach, thanks for coming in, man.
Dude, thank you, guys. Pleasure. True pleasure.
It.
Thank you.
Just give me a ton. Tell me what the hair product is you're using.
Okay,
come on.
Dude, you can feel it, man. I swear to God, there's nothing in there.
Don't ask me again, because I will.
Here, Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
So Robin Okrent is a 35-year-old woman, and she's a big old Oprah fan. really big Oprah fan. And she decided a while ago that she was going to take a look at Oprah's magazines, and she was going to live her life for a year based on every piece of advice Oprah Winfrey gave her in these magazines. Mm-hmm. She thinks that, like, Oprah is perhaps the single most, she says, prevalent one, and she wanted to pull off a test herself because she, Oprah herself, is so culturally influential mm-hmm. that Robin's like, you know, if we're all listening to Oprah sort of blindly, but nobody is really taking her advice and applying it every single day, she
put it into action.
Put it into action is what right? she wanted to do. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she did that, and she wrote a book called Living Oprah, My One-Year Experiment to Walk the Walk of the Queen of Talk. And she wrote a memoir. Well, we want to steal sort of a page from her. But we don't want to do it with books. We're going to do it again with magazines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we had an idea to live our lives based on a magazine that we would choose for each other.
For a month.
For 1 month.
We're not committing to a year.
Couldn't do an entire year.
We're going to see if we could commit to a month.
Right.
and we do.
Take this one day at a time.
Yeah. And
time,
20 hours.
Time on The Bird Show is just like serving time in L.A. if you're a celebrity. 1 month is actually going to be like 9 days.
For good
because,
behavior.
Yeah, because we'll get bored with it in a week and a half. But
as long as you participate for the first portion, then you get credit for the whole thing.
That's right.
Right. The professor only takes attendance the first third of the year.
Exactly. Yes.
And it wouldn't be any fun to choose our own magazines because we would end up choosing a magazine for ourselves that would be very easy for us to follow along with for the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. So we decided to choose magazines for each other that we'll have to live for 30 days. We'll have to take the advice. And
report back to the show, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I read this article, and so I did this in my life.
Right.
You know, we're
going
to have to, you know, keep tabs on each other throughout the next month.
Okay.
Right.
Why the deep breath?
No, I'm just because I had a lack of oxygen for a second.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
It's just going to push you to do something uncomfortable is what that breathing was about.
Coming out of the box a little bit here, Melissa. Stretching a little bit.
It just depends on who got my name.
We drew names yesterday, but nobody in here knows who drew each other's names. So I will start off by telling you that I drew Jeff yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And this one was a slam dunk.
Okay.
Jeff on the show is really sort of, probably hasn't seen a gym in a while.
Right.
Spends a lot of time in food courts.
Sure.
He told us that.
Yeah.
So mine was easy. I'm going to have Jeff live his life through Men's Health.
Okay.
For 30 days.
Muscle Milk!
All right.
That's awesome.
And I've got the magazine here in my backpack, but here are some of the articles that you might have to follow along with this
okay.
month. Okay.
Okay.
Become fit in 15 minutes a day.
Okay? Okay.
Easy one. 82 challenges to get you motivated to lose weight. Bust your belly and look good all over. 15 ways to boost your sex drive.
Yes.
Okay.
Libido.
And that pays off for you too, Bert.
I'm Zax. And the body you want in 28 days, okay?
That's all 1 month.
That's it.
I'm only going to focus on that article. If it only takes 28 days to get the body I want, then that's the only article I'm paying attention to.
All right, so that one was a slam dunk right there.
Perfect.
So you got Men's Health for the next 30.
Okay.
Okay. I drew Wendy.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah. What?
Well, you gave me the dictionary to read when we were choosing books for each other, so Wendy. I'm very nervous.
You're not
what you chose for me.
You're learn not, to trust, Wendy.
Yeah, you're right. Not good with words. And this right here is something that I thought, because Wendy just celebrated a birthday. She's old. She's a quarter century old. And your birthday was, what, less than a week ago, right?
Yeah, it was on Friday.
So she's trying to embrace her youth. Mm-hmm. So I have selected a magazine for you that I couldn't actually bring myself to go into the bookstore and buy, but I'll give you $5, and you can go pick up the latest copy of 17.
17.
That's awesome.
17 magazine.
Because you can recapture your youth with articles like...
How to find a prom date.
Could you date Justin Bieber?
Okay.
What's your bra personality? 25 safe and sunless self-tanners we love.
You will like that one.
I will
that will
like
come
that
in
one.
Handy.
That one's good.
10 cool ways to decorate your room.
Oh, cool.
Hairstyles that make you look hotter. And great date ideas, trying to plan a night out with your guy or girls' nights out, what to do.
I like that.
Cute.
Very cool.
That'll be fun.
I think you'll do this well.
I think it's pertinent for you. I think it's a good one. All right, so you've got 17.
And just so you know, there's nothing that a 35-year-old guy can do purchasing 17 magazine to disguise it. Like, even if you put it in there with, like, a Maxim, a Playboy, and a Sports Illustrated, that looks even worse.
You can't go in there and you can't get, like, a Cosmo with 17.
Yeah, so.
You're red flagged.
Right. Yeah. So somebody out there is profiling.
Yes. The FBI gets your name immediately.
Yeah. They have a lot of good stuff online and interactive ways and, like, how to kiss and stuff like that. So
okay,
and matching up your prom dress colors and stuff. So you'll find a lot of stuff at 17.com.
Okay, right, I'm really open to that.
All right, who'd you choose, Wendy?
I had you, Bert.
Oh yeah,
yes, I did. And since you you focus a lot on work, mm-hmm. and Stacy usually is the one that stays home, I figured you could do some good with good housekeeping.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. You can learn everything you need to know about speed cleaning. Don't get bogged down in housework for hours, so you can learn about that.
I already know that one.
All right, control your credit cards. The best financial decisions. Marriage RX, stop fighting about money. You can go on there and do a fun game because you're going to be going to the supermarket a lot, reading all these magazines. Supermarket Find It.
Okay.
How to snack smart 100-calorie snacks because you're going to be home a lot. And then
Bert needs a Supermarket Find It to actually show him where the supermarket is, not what to find once he's in there.
He's hoping there's an app for that for his BlackBerry.
He still pulls into the Harris Teeter that used to be on Roswell Road 9 years ago.
Get your weight loss back on track. And then you can even learn, because you do have kids, pizza versus chicken nuggets. Which one is better for your kid?
Okay. All right, also, for 30 days, I think I can actually do that one.
Yeah, you got this.
Okay. Who you got, Melissa Carter?
All right. I drew Jen Hobby. Yep. I drew Jen Hobby. And the thought I had when I've chosen this magazine was that Jen tends to, when there's projects going on, a lot of times she'll wait until a man in her life, whether it be her brother, whether it be somebody here on the show, her fiancé, will do the project for her, as I'm sitting around the house.
Okay.
So I have chosen Home Improvement Magazine.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah,
didn't you have a bunch of IKEA furniture sitting unassembled until your boyfriend at the time was available to come to the house?
I think so. I think there's probably still some in my laundry room.
And I know Jen is this independent woman, and I know Jen as a mentor to women everywhere, except when it comes to putting things together. So I have chosen Home Improvement Magazine because in here, I mean, and you can, it's one of those things where for 30 days, it may take Jen 30 days to do one project, which is fine.
Okay.
Because I'm going to let her choose the project. But you have your choice in whether you choose, well, the brick, concrete, or stone in your home, that may be a little advanced. But if it's something like,
I don't own my home, so that might be difficult.
When you're, just any kind of improvement in the flooring, in the cabinetry, in the lighting, in making it more of a green living space. I mean, you have,
have
categories in which you can not only have the magazine there for you, you can go online to Home Improvements Magazine's website and find places here within Georgia that they kind of endorse as someone you can go get your products from. So I need you to put together one thing to build your confidence in that.
Okay.
To know that you can do it if you needed to, and you get to pick that from Home Improvement Magazine.
What if I get 3/4 of the way and then have Grant do the rest? I'm just kidding. I'll do the whole
thing. Only if Grant did it on day 31.
Okay.
So you obviously chose Melissa then.
I did. I chose Melissa Carter.
Melissa
and I had...
is so freaking happy.
When Jeff said I chose Wendy, I thought,
No, Jen was so happy with herself this morning. She's like, I got really clever with this project. Okay.
I did, because I had two thoughts when I was at the magazine stand at the grocery store yesterday picking it out. And my first thought was to impose upon Melissa something that I really enjoy and I know she doesn't, which is cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first thought. So I bought a Bon Appetit magazine because I thought Melissa could do some gourmet cooking. But then...
That's actually what I would have gotten for you. So you got lucky.
I can't wait to hear the end of this because I got a story about last night.
There's
I cooked dinner last night.
But then I decided that I really wanted the summer grilling gun. And I...
Oh my God.
I really wanted to take this one for myself because there's Chipotle cherry ribs and citrus grilled whole fish. So I was like, I definitely want to keep this one. And I saw a better option because I don't want to impose myself upon Melissa and make her cook like I like to cook and learn new recipes and do the gourmet thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Melissa Carter has really always wanted to be a black woman.
Okay.
OMG.
Okay.
Essence.
Yeah. So she is going to follow Essence magazine for the next 30 days.
What are some of those articles
because
that Melissa will be following?
Melissa would prefer to be a black woman. I know this.
It's so last night when
and
you know,
now you get your chance.
The commercial for Piranha came on, and I told Katie, I said, "Oh, that is so a movie I would go see. We're going to go to a black theater to see Piranha because you can only see a horror movie in a black theater." And
ready?
I get to be a black woman this month.
Okay, so you can go through Summer Beauty Secrets 45 Tips for Healthy Hair and Radiant Skin.
Okay.
You'll get to read about Janet Jackson living life on her own terms. Sexy jeans for your body and your budget.
All right.
Also, Jill Scott says that black men must step up.
Okay.
And then children sold into slavery inside the rescue mission. So some serious stuff, too.
All right.
And you can also email an Essence Bachelor.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good picks.
I love it.
And that is our life for the next 30 days.
Oh
or
my God.
The next three.
Oh, my God. So do I get to, for the next 30 days, look at you guys and go, look, is it a black thing? What?
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's The Burt Show.
We have talked about the friend zone on this show before.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How you can get stuck in that friend zone. You know, like when you're digging on somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before you know it, sometimes you just end up in that damn friend zone.
And it's like a rut and you can't get out of it because you've just developed this friendship and nobody wants, you know, it then becomes more awkward to try to take it a step further.
And then everybody overanalyzes it and it's like, I don't want to lose you as a friend.
Yeah.
If we try to be romantic, then we'll lose our friendship. What if it doesn't work?
I don't need another friend. I need sex.
Save that.
What you want to say as a man.
Save that. And guys will stay as long as possible to cross over that friendship zone. I saw that this weekend. Some guy has been friends with this poor girl for 2 years, moving her stuff this weekend, and just wants a relationship, does everything for this girl, but she won't let him pass the friend
We've
zone.
We've talked about this before, that guys can be almost like Rambo. Like, we will wait in the weeds, right, for as long as it takes, right? And then, I mean, we'll pretend to be your friends and stuff, and then when the time is right to strike, it could be a year, it could be 3 years, but man, when you give us the opportunity to take it out of the friend zone, we will take it there if we dig you. Well, our intern Emily finds herself there right now. This is Emily's At Mike Music. She's not sure if she's stuck in the friend zone or not really yet, but it's been a long time, right?
It's been a while, yeah.
Who is this dude?
We were friends before we dated back in high school, and we went out for 4 years. And just this past fall, we decided to end it due to things that happened last summer. And it's been off and on for the past, I guess, 8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back and forth, it feels like, with what he wants. And I'll admit I'm in love with him. But I have other feelings, too, on top of that, like anger and frustration. And I guess I just don't really know
where exactly
we are.
This isn't a friend zone question.
No,
it's
this
not.
Is a
it's
cake
not.
And eat it too question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys were together for 4 years all through high school?
Yeah, and then college.
And then college, too. And mm-hmm. What year are you in school?
I'll be a senior.
You'll be a senior.
Yes.
Okay.
And it sounds like he screwed up, and so he wants back, and you don't know whether you can forgive him or not.
Well, yes and no. There was a part, I guess, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago where I thought I could forgive him, and then something else happened a little bit bigger, and mm-hmm. I just, ever since then, it's been harder for me to try and get the trust back. And mm-hmm. it's so funny because trust is so easily lost, but yet so hard to get back. And it's weird because, I guess about 2 months ago, he was like, I made up my mind. You're the one I want. And then I guess the past month, it's just been, he does something called drum corps. And mm-hmm. He's gone for the entire summer, and It's been weird.
What's so great about this dude that he's betrayed your trust in such a way a couple of different times? What's so great about this dude that you're willing to stick it out?
It's just the way whenever we get together, I mean, we have a good time, And before all this happened, we were, we had a good time, great laugh. And I could tell him anything. I mean, he was my best friend. But
is he your first love?
yes and yeah. no. I mean, I had a serious relationship before this, and, you know, I think I love that guy, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I can truly say I do love this guy.
How old are you?
21.
Dump him. Dump him. Dump him, dump him, dump him.
It's so much easier on the outside looking in. And I think it's because it's so much clearer when, you know, when we're looking at your situation that...
And there are a lot of things that...
It seems to, I think, all of us that this relationship has run its course and it's just hard to let go of.
I mean, there are a lot of details that I'm leaving out, obviously, for certain reasons, but...
Understandably, but this is, I think, is the history that's making you hold on to this. Because any high school, college relationship and... You know, but I agree that there's other guys that you would have fun with, and there's other guys who wouldn't betray your trust, and there's other guys that could be your best friend.
I've said this, I've said this on the show before also, that in looking back at my life now that I'm 94, in looking back...
95.
One of the... I think if I could change things when I was single, I would have gotten out of relationships that I knew were bad much quicker than I did. I stayed in for the wrong reasons, insecure, oh, there's no one else out there like this. And then now looking back at it, I realized, man, there's at 21, the whole world is open to you. There's a dude out there right now that is so right for you. And every second that you're in this relationship with a dude that might not be is taken away from that time.
That makes sense.
Well, and I also believe that there should be a balance in a relationship. And I think right now he has hand. He has total hand because I think that you are so... You know, even though he, you know, it sounds like from what you've shared with us that, you know, he did something to betray your trust, but you're not willing to stand up and walk away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to try again. I am. I'm willing to give it another shot, but it's just, it's been so weird since he's left that I don't even know what he wants.
If you weren't willing to give him this shot, you'd have the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that make any sense?
Whoa. That's good. That's good right there.
What does he have to fight for right now? Because you're there for him. You're waiting on him to make the decision, even though it sounds like he hurt you. You know?
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I want to say, well, ditto to Burt and what Melissa said, but I lived what you're talking about. I was, you know, my first love at 16 and for years and years and years. I mean, you just have to move on. I mean, they're right. You don't leave because you want him to come after you. You leave and you just say, hey, I can't do this anymore. And you have to do it for you because there is somebody out there. Yes, I'm not married to my first love. We are still friends, but it wasn't meant to be any more than just still being friends. And we went back and forth. And so you just got to walk away. And you're 21. You just have to walk away for you.
It sounds like he's bordering on dating Antichrist status.
Yeah, the back and forth thing is kind of scary.
Well, yeah, I mean, and about 3 months ago, I did say, you know, look, I'm over this. And I walked away. He texted, he called, he, you know, Facebook, email, and I didn't respond. And then one day he showed up on my doorstep with flowers, and it was a nice gesture.
He brought flowers?
It's the dating Antichrist.
Sounds familiar.
Flowers.
Melissa, what is the dating Antichrist?
The person you just can't get away from, but who is not good for you at all. It's like the ex that just... keeps pulling you back in. You try to leave, they pull you back in because for some reason you feel like you're making up for something. You're staying because you want to make it better somehow, and you spin your wheels and end up making it worse on yourself. I mean, really, you deserve better than you deserve to treat yourself better than this.
Yeah.
The only way out of that dating Antichrist things, I think, in most cases, is we said this before.
Witness protection.
We need a dating protection program.
Yes,
this is good. Hey. Antichrist dating protection program is normally the way that these things go, is that he will do something so offensive that finally you'll just be done with it, but you're not there yet.
Like, you're talking about him in such a subdued voice. You're like, yeah, we're this, we're that, or whatever. Like, is that how you want to talk about your boyfriend? Like, is that how you want to talk about the man that you love? No, you want to be, like, singing from the rooftops and how grouty is. Not like,
true.
Well, it's just been really weird.
I mean, I think the reason why I am talking like that.
We can't figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're bummed out about it. So,
well, exactly.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to call him today and do you a favor and have him hurt you like you've never been hurt before so you can get out of this relationship.
If you stay, it will happen without Bert's help.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it only get with dating Antichrist or any relationship that just, like Bert said, has run its course, it will get worse if you just cut it loose.
Finally,
on,
just
move.
Give up on it because he hurts you so bad.
Here, Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So before Jenna Hobby left for her vacation, she had sort of made almost an inner challenge to herself, right?
Well, it was actually more of a bet between my fiance and I, because I was joking around one day that all the European men on the beach wear Speedos, and that I thought it would be really funny if you wore a Speedo on the beach there, mm-hmm. and just started kind of cracking myself up about how funny that would look. And then he was saying, well, all the European women go topless, whatever. And I said, well, I'll go topless if you wear a Speedo. Because there's no way you're going to wear a Speedo. Like, I know you won't do it, right? And I think if you want a guy to do anything, all you have to do is tell him he won't do it. And then it's a challenge, right?
Or that there's danger. Either one of those two things. Like, if you wear a Speedo, you may get electrocuted. I'll do it. Seriously? There's a chance that I could go down electrocuted? Give me the Speedo.
So we were packing for the trip and getting ready or whatever. And I knew that he hadn't gone shopping for one and hadn't planned on or whatever. But he went to Europe before I did and hung out with three of his college buddies. And they were doing like guy time and drinking beer in Germany and watching soccer and that kind of thing. And then we met in the south of France. So I thought for sure, like, there was no way. You know, and I don't have to go topless unless he wears a Speedo. Well, we get out to the beach and he surprises me with the fact that he did buy one when he was in Europe.
He did, really?
Had it on underneath his swim trunks when we went to the beach that day. And I have to report that, yes, he wore the Speedo,
did
and yes,
he?
I went topless.
Did it! Okay.
Were you guys on like a secluded beach by yourselves, or was there just other Europeans around? No problem.
There was all kinds of other people around, and my little ones were real white.
They could tell you're American,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so how was it? Like, what did it feel like?
If you feel like you're like naked where you shouldn't be. It's like one of those bad dreams when you wake up, you know, when in your dream you're naked and you're freaking out because you can't find your clothes. That's what it feels like in real life.
Fun.
Did you like cross your arms? Because I would have been like, oh no,
because then you like,
then you stand
are out. Way more obvious. No, we were sitting in these beach chairs and we were outside the back of our hotel. It's like the front of the hotel faces the street and across the street is the beach and the Mediterranean. And so they have all these, you know, big beach chairs and umbrellas that all match, cabana guys that come by and bring you drinks and lunch and whatever. So sure enough, we had a bottle of rosé and I sat there with my top off.
Did the cabana boy see you topless?
Yes! Not a big deal there.
But everybody in Europe is topless.
I mean, were you chugging? So weird.
I would be chugging the wine with the bottle.
Screw the
glass. Give me the bottle. Let me chug this to get some confidence to take my top off.
It was awkward to sit there and have conversation like about other things. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, okay, I'm just going to be cool. And we're just going to talk about, hey, you want to make some wedding plans? Yeah, let's talk about wedding plans. And you're sitting there and then all you can really think about is how cold it is. There's a breeze going on.
That's all
here.
He can think about too.
It's strange because everywhere else in the world is fine.
Yeah, it was no big deal to anybody else, but just as Americans, it was a big deal. But yes, we did it for a short time on the beach.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
You're on The Bert Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.